You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Almost unbelievable. It's been 18 years since two hijacked passenger jets flew into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City.
Devastation, Shay. 18 years ago, it was unbelievable.
Nearly 3,000 people were killed that day and thousands more were injured. In the years since, the number of people who have developed 9/11 related illnesses such as cancer and cardiovascular disease continue to climb.
Good Lord.
I was actually in New York at the time, not New York City, but I was in Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I just graduated college and was doing my thing up there, and to be on the air as it happened was something that I will never forget.
I was in high school junior year, coming out of Spanish class, oddly enough, Shay, going into my economics class. And it was all over the news. And at the time, I didn't figure out that it was a big deal until 30 minutes later when I saw the second plane crash into that tower. And then I knew, oh boy, this is huge. This is an emergency. And I remember, you know, they were going to send us home early from school, but they decided not to. And then when I finally got home, football practice had been canceled. And on every single channel, they were covering 9/11. BET, MTV, CNN, whatever.
All those who lost their lives in the attacks will have their names read starting around 8:40 a.m. during a ceremony at the museum that has been set up to memorialize the lives of those who were lost. There will also be 6 moments of silence throughout the ceremony. 2 for the moments when the planes hit each tower, 2 for when each tower collapsed, and 1 for the moment when a third hijacked plane struck the Pentagon in Virginia, and another for when a 4th plane crashed in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
It was a scary time back then.
Most definitely. Being in the state of New York, it changed a bunch of different things. I used to go into Canada with just your license, and that changed it to no longer being able to do that. You had to have a passport.
Yeah.
The way that we move around the airport was a direct result
yeah.
of that, having to basically
rigorous security.
Be, yeah, stripped mm-hmm. down, shoes off, all of that from these events. So rest in peace to all of those that lost their lives. We're going to remember this forever.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621. Look for highs in the upper 90s today. Mostly sunny, very warm. Right now, you are clear 77 in KCK. Shade was popping.
A former trainer has accused wide receiver Antonio Brown, of course, the latest New England Patriot, of rape, charging that he sexually assaulted her 3 times.
It's been an unbelievable roller coaster for this dude for the past 6 months or so.
The young lady's name is Brittany Taylor. Brown is denying the allegations, and his attorneys told the AP that a countersuit is planned.
Shay, one thing that I learned dealing with the offseason is that you have to wait for all the facts to come out before you make a determination.
So his lawyer also said that they, quote, had a consensual personal relationship. Is he married or?
Nope.
He wasn't in that. There wasn't a lady in that house during the Hard Knocks?
No.
Who was that lady?
His massager or his therapist or something? No, I don't know.
His massager?
I mean, you know.
That wasn't his lady?
I mean, he went to the Patriots, and you know, Robert Kraft, he be doing his thing. You know, he likes to go to the, you know, the tug and pull store, and you know, so this is serious though, Shay. This could be bad.
The young lady is a former gymnast. She said that she met Brown through a Fellowship of Christian Athletes group at Central Michigan University, and that Brown contacted her on Facebook
That's where he
in
went to
June
college.
Of 2017 and asked her to help him improving his strength and flexibility. She says that Brown assaulted her sexually on separate training trips to Pittsburgh and Florida that same month.
Florida, see? That's where Robert Kraft got caught up at.
Kim Kardashian was on the Today Show on yesterday and opened up about pursuing treatment after her antibodies tested positive for lupus.
I did find out. We're going to talk about it on, you know, next Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I was able to find an amazing doctor, Dr. Wallace, and we figured out what the problem is. And I unfortunately had to get put on medication to stop the symptoms. I tried everything natural for the longest time, and we chose the best route for me. So luckily right now everything's under control.
Feeling good.
But autoimmune issues are really scary. And when something happens, you definitely, when you get a diagnosis, I didn't realize I would be one of those people. But before I knew what it was, when it's really up in the air, you get in your head and you create, you think of every worst possibility of what's gonna happen and how you're gonna live your life. And you really do get into this like little depression for a minute. I got myself out of it, but it was really scary to have to go through that.
Hope she's doing all right.
They say she's got a busy week. She's in the middle of law school and just launched her shapewear line. You know, I really don't do the Kardashians like that, but if she sent me a smoocher, I might think about it.
A check could change a dog's mind.
What does that mean? A dog doesn't need a check?
Make it make sense.
Do you? I can't make it make sense.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Listen, I'm mad because the post office has been working us like dogs. And today, I pushed a pallet and my neck is hurting.
Time for that time off.
And I just worked 10 hours, and I'm kind of over that type of work.
Well, let me be the first to thank you all for my Old Navy packages that came yesterday. I really, really appreciate it. For real, it was a big old box. So I know y'all go through a lot. Thank you.
We really do.
And, you know, we only have about 6 checks before Christmas, so we got to get it in hard. Mm-hmm. People forgetting that. Christmas will be here soon,
you
so
right.
That overtime is going.
That overtime is work.
Yeah.
Right. But listen, I'm little. And it doesn't take a lot. And these packages are bigger than I am. And at this moment in life, I'm really trying to decide if it is worth it.
You bite size?
Yes. I'm little. I'm tiny. Right. 115 tiny.
I got some nice hands. You know, I can hook you up with a nice massage, you know.
Okay, Brian, listen.
All right, when these allegations start getting lodged,
you know,
we just talked about Antonio Brown.
I ain't got nothing to do with me.
Continue on, young man.
She agreed to it. You know what I'm saying?
I did.
See, there we go.
Did. That's all you need is a yes, not a no.
Exactly. Oh. Ooh, all you gotta do is say yes. All right, well, thank you for your service, and just make sure you get your neck and your back checked out, all
right? You're right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind. Just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
106 homicide total right now. 4 homicides have taken place in the last 24 hours. The Kansas City Crime Stoppers say that they've been receiving record amounts of tips and have been passing out record amounts of reward money. They plan to give out about $79,000 in rewards this month alone. 23 tips paid out for August, which have led to 5 arrests in homicide cases. So it's working. People are calling in and telling.
Yeah, that's working, but
we need to exactly.
What about prevention?
Prevention. You that's know. What, Brian. That's the part that I've been saying, even as we've been talking about our campaign here at the station. I said, I think we need to be really focusing on the actual shooting.
And that's not a shade to Tips. That's,
no,
that's
not at all.
You know, let's be clear with that. But we need to get to a point where it don't even get to that level. You know, that's where our minds need to be collective as a community.
Don't pull your gun out for conflict. Don't.
I think mediation is probably the first step, Shay. Teaching people in the heat of the moment what you can do, the alternatives other than pulling out your pistol or whatever. You know, I know things are going to happen, but I would rather you box and then you talk about it later than to have dire consequences to that affects babies, that affects whole families forever. Like, this isn't something that's a one-time thing. This is going to last forever with people.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
New feature alert of Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas on the show every Friday. The new segment called the 2-Minute Drill. He's going to be talking all things Chiefs football.
Can't wait. That's my mayor.
Should be exciting. So a woman went to a nail salon to get a pedicure, Brian. And when she got there, the people who work at the salon told her that she was too big to get in their spa chairs.
Oh, come on now.
So they refused her service. Looked at this lady. I mean, she chunky, but she could fit in that chair.
They couldn't make any accommodation for her, even if it was.
I looked at her. She could fit in that chair. Them chairs are big.
So they were just being rude.
They said that another larger lady had sat in their chair and broke it, and that the chairs cost several hundred dollars and they didn't want to have her, I guess, maybe do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So an attorney said that heavy people are not protected under the law like we have protections for race and gender, and that a salon can legally refuse service to someone if they're heavy.
I didn't know that. There's no, like, weight discrimination or nothing like that.
Well, that's what I just said.
I know. I'm just thinking out loud.
So do you think that size should fall under protections like race and gender?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
721. Look for highs in the lower 90s today. Mostly sunny, very warm. Clear 77 right now on 12th in Brooklyn. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Virgo friends. Rapper Ludacris is 42 today.
I got my 40.
Hey, top back.
Actress, singer, and dancer Lola Falana is 77.
Ooh, she fine, yeah.
This is a senior citizen.
I mean, she's still fine.
Oh, my God. Dance hall artist Elephant Man is 45. I see you, Brian. Ponderable. And actress Taraji P. Henson is 49.
When you act like that.
Jody, if I'm insecure, it's because you made me this way.
Happy birthday to my sister Dana. Dana Kaysen. Happy birthday. I love you. And everybody else born on September 11th.
So, Kylie Jenner just posed nude for Playboy.
Oh, boy.
She's following in the footsteps of her big sister, Kim Kardashian, who posed bucket naked back in 2007.
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at it.
Mm. What does Travis Scott got to say about this?
He was on board. He went with her to the photo shoot.
They're better when they're thick. I don't want the weight going. Keep it on.
Would you be down with your woman posing nude for Playboy?
Absolutely not. I'm super good on that. Now, that's not against nobody else doing it. Like, y'all do what you do. I just can't be associated with
it. Isn't she a billionaire? Why does she need to pose nude in Playboy?
The biggest downfall of man, Shay, is fame.
I don't understand what the purpose of that would be. Like,
I don't know.
Neither.
Look at that. Ooh, wee.
What?
You see that booty?
So Nicki Minaj and DJ Academics are beefing? Hmm.
I guess.
Allegedly, the beef stems from Academics criticizing Nicki's music.
Nicki's having a breakdown. I thought Nicki was trying to clip it out of a conversation. So I'm like, I'm bracing for whatever. She like, you in New York this week. I'm like, of course I'm in New York. But then it went severely left. She said, you've been mad since I made a joke about you with Joe on my show. The people you rep won't stop your jaw from being broke. If you want to really be frank, I've been telling some truths about Nicki Minaj's career at this point. She's looking like what she criticized Lil' Kim to be when she just came in the game. Anything that I said in response, she was just like, drop the Addy, I'ma break your jaw. I know all about your family. You ain't gonna have me over here like sucking you because you,
so
you
the thing about
gangsta
Nicki,
wild with it. It's not gonna happen. This is signs of a meltdown. I don't think this is graceful of any legend. And you're over here typing paragraphs to a blogger. But if I do see Nicki and her husband, I'm running.
Shay, this dude. Just because you're a blogger don't mean that you can't get dealt with, fam. Like, he tried to use that as an excuse at the end. Now, I don't agree all the way with Nicki and what she's doing, or allegedly what she's doing, but you can't use that excuse when you talking off at the mouth all the time about these people. You can't do that.
I ain't got nothing to say on
that. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up at 8:08, I'm going to use the only number I got for the only billionaire I know. Tillman Fertitta, he's the owner of the Houston Rockets. He's got a new book out, Brian. We're going to be talking to him, figure out how we can become rich like him.
Yeah, somebody had to ask for a loan or something.
A woman was refused service at a nail salon because the employees there said that she was too big for the spa chair.
Wow.
So I'm looking at this video of the woman because it was a news story about it. I mean, she's plus size, but she can fit in that chair.
Mm-hmm.
When pressed, the employee said that they had had another larger lady sit in the chair earlier and that it broke the chair.
Right.
So I guess they were trying to prevent that from happening again. Well, the woman says that they should have a sign posted with weight restrictions if that's what, you know, they say is necessary to keep their business intact.
Right. We see weight limits sometimes when, I mean, it's kind of different, but at amusement parks, you see weight limits and, you know, stuff like that. But at the same time, though, and I understand as a business, you had to protect yourself and protect your business, but there's no way you could have accommodated that lady, even if you thought that she couldn't fit in the chair. I'm pretty sure there was.
An attorney says that weight discrimination is not included in the protections like gender and race. Do you think that weight should be added into those protections?
I don't think that it's any discrimination. I think they're business people. And if you're coming in to get your nails done, it costs $50. It's not worth a $300 chair. So I don't think they're being rude. I think they just can't provide the service to her if she is too big. They don't want her to break their things. I think it's like a business decision. I don't think it's discrimination or anything. And I don't think overweight people should be protected under any law, because we don't want to encourage people to be overweight.
Yeah, but what if some folks are going through some medical situations or something where their weight might fluctuate?
Then they'll have to make the accommodations for themselves. People have people come to their house and do their nails all the time, so maybe she can rearrange something where she can get her nails done or her toes done still. I was at a beauty shop one time, and this lady, she was getting her fingernails done. They put her in like a regular standard chair instead of the roly comfortable chairs that everybody else is used to. But she kind of knew because she was overweight, and If you overweight, you can't fit. It's just like getting on an airplane. You got to buy two tickets if the person next to you is uncomfortable because your weight is, you know, on them.
All right, what's your name?
Anitra.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Chief Safety Tyrann Mathieu took 25 kids from the Boys and Girls Club on a shopping spree yesterday.
Oh, man.
Shouts out to the Honey Badger.
Already doing great things.
So a lot of messages about body positivity have been popping up. You know, Lizzo claiming her sexiness and getting out there, letting it show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks are saying that shaming people for their size is like the last acceptable form of discrimination.
Hmm.
A woman went to go get a pedicure at a salon. And they turned her away, said that she was too big for the chair. And so she got an attorney, and the attorney let her know that weight discrimination is not under the protections like race or gender is.
Yeah. It's definitely a form of body shaming to me. And, you know, just... it's a case-by-case thing to me. It's not just all one thing with some folks. And I think we just got to be sensitive towards that. A little more sensitive.
The lady, she was a large lady, but it was she wasn't that big that she wouldn't be able to fit in a spa chair, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, you can look on our Hot 103 Jabs Facebook page. There's a video of the lady. I mean, she like a two-piece, but it ain't like...
yeah.
Crazy large.
Right.
What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that weight should be included in protections like race and gender is?
First of all, a business, right, can refuse service to anybody any day of the week, regardless of whatever, right? They got white shoes on or a pink t-shirt, you know, turn around and leave. But second of all, like, if you are really that large where you can't sit in a normal public space and domain, like, when does it come down to maybe you need to start discriminating on those cheeseburgers you put in your mouth? It's your choice, right? I mean, it's your choice to continue to put high caloric food in your body over and over and over again and not move around to eliminate some of that. So, like, at the end of the day, if you can make that decision and choice, business owners should be able to make the decision and choice to not have their furniture or products or whatever damaged due to those types of scenarios. It's got to be accountability on the person.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Absolutely.
Good morning. Go ahead with your comment.
I don't think any woman should ever be judged on their weight because just yesterday, I only weigh about 150, 160 at the most. And my husband and I went out for lunch together and we went to Dairy Queen and I ordered a Oreo brownie thing. And she goes, here's your food. Here's your cup of diabetes. I looked at her and I was ready to chuck the Oreo ice cream, perfectly good ice cream, at her face.
Mm.
Like, I do not think it's tolerable. It's like, that is so disrespectful. Woman to woman, you need to respect each other and praise each other. And it's just baloney that people can't be nice in this world anymore.
Yeah, you just never know who you're talking to and the type of things that women bodies go through. You know, there's no one specific set of rules for you all. So I think there needs to be a little bit more
respect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and giving your opinion on today's topic. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank y'all.
Bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I've never talked to a billionaire before. Brian, this is Tillman Fertitta, a self-made billionaire, owner of Golden Nugget Casinos and Hotels and the Houston Rockets. Star of Billion Dollar Buyer, and he's got a new book, Shut Up and Listen. He's dropping insight into building a successful business.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great, guys. How y'all doing today?
Very good. Can we get a small interest $1 million loan from you? Can we do that?
Of course, guys. That's, I'm in the loan shark business.
We are recording this, FYI. But tell us about this new book, Shut Up and Listen. You've got so much insight into making money, and we need to know all about it.
Yeah, I had this show, Billion Dollar Buyer, on CNBC, and HarperCollins came to me a couple years ago and said, why don't you write a book? You have all these Tillmanisms that you use in the show. There are no spare customers. Be plappy. Take no out of your vocabulary. Be the bull. Know your numbers. And so it's really a business book. It isn't a life story or anything and how I got there. It's what do I do every day to be successful? And it's whether you're an entrepreneur or if you're somebody trying to go up the corporate ladder. And it's a lot of fun. The reviews have been great. And it releases on September the 17th. You can buy it in a bookstore. It's very easy to just call Amazon and order it.
When you were younger, what business opportunity really changed the tide in your life?
You know, I was in the development business just trying to make a living, and then that world fell apart. You couldn't borrow money on real estate. It was in the late 80s, and I was a partner in one restaurant, and all the partners were arguing. I said, I'll just buy y'all out. And then I just started growing restaurants, and that's really which got me going, and I took the company public and was public for 20 years, and then it was an opportunity to take it private again when the crash of 08, 09. It's being an opportunist is just so important. You know, the book just kind of talks about how you do things, how I raise the money and how the customer service, how you've got to always be changing and just stay on top of what's happening out there or you'll get run over. There's a paddle for everybody's ass.
Well, Brian has definitely put some money in your pocket. He just recently went on a date at McCormick and Schmick, so...
Hey, that lobster
absolutely
mashed potatoes, boy. Good Lord.
So talk to us, Tillman, about the 5% rule.
You know, the 95-5 rule, is just think about this. It's coming in no matter what business you are. I don't care if you're it's your own home and you drive up to your house and you say, gosh almighty, I got me a couple of weeds out here. I've got a little trash in my front yard. You know, it's looking for the 5% that's wrong because 95% of everything is right. And if you're in business or if you're working for somebody, it's easy to separate yourself from everybody else, believe it or not. And I get into that a lot in this book is that, you know, work a little later, volunteer for the next project. It's easy to separate yourself from everybody else.
So I have an investment question for you. If you have an investment and you've put a certain amount of money into it and you feel like there is light at the end of the tunnel, but right now for the next couple of months, it keeps losing money. What is your rule on cutting off investments?
You cannot continue to send good money after bad money. And that's where everybody has to evaluate the investment and realize, do I keep sending good money afterwards or do I need to cut my losses? And that's why the trend is your friend. And I talk about that. What is the trend? It was making money and now it's been losing money for 8 months in a row. Chances are it's going to lose it for another 8 months. A lot of times once something goes bad, it stays bad. So my advice on that is the trend is your friend. Follow the trend, and you got to know when to cut your losses.
Talking with self-made billionaire Tillman Fertitta, who also has a brand new book that'll be out soon, Shut Up and Listen. And we'll leave you with this last question. What is the one piece of advice you would give someone just starting out in the entrepreneurship game?
Just separate yourself from everybody else, and it's easy to do. There's so many different things you can do when you're at work every day to make yourself be a little different. Know your numbers, know what customers want, and know what your boss wants. You're at the pleasure of your boss, so you know how your boss wants you to perform and separate yourself from everybody else.
If you want to get some money, make sure you look out for that book, Shut Up and Listen. It releases September 17th at bookstores nationwide. Tillman Fertitta, thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Grind. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:24 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Mostly sunny, very warm. Right now, it's sunny at 77 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
A former trainer has accused wide receiver Antonio Brown, newly acquired by the New England Patriots, of rape. She says that he sexually assaulted her 3 different times, according to a lawsuit that was filed yesterday. Woo. Young lady's name is Brittany Taylor. She says that she met him on the campus of Central Michigan University in a Christian athletes group. And he contacted her on Facebook back in June of 2017 and asked her to help him with strength training and flexibility training.
Antonio Brown has been going through a roller coaster of events dating back to like January, Shay.
She said that These incidents happened during training trips to Pittsburgh and Florida during the same month. Then she says she cut off ties with him but agreed to work with him again after he apologized. And that's when she says that she was raped in 2018 at his house in Miami.
Is there a big enough apology for that?
I don't have a comment on that. We'll keep our eye on this story. He says that it's a money grab and untrue.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
As we are remembering and reflecting on this day, September 11th, remember that the grief process is as individual and unique as a fingerprint. It has been 18 years, but for many people who lost family and friends, the ties to trauma and grief and pain are very present and very real. If you want to help someone today, just remember, grief doesn't go away. It just changes over time. This is Dr. RJ for your Wellness Wednesday on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.